Hypnosis for Being a Non-Smoker in written or audio form is copyrighted 2007 by John Telesca. It may be downloaded and used freely by people in support of their becoming and staying a non-smoker. This material may not be edited, nor may it be sold or used for profit without written permission from John Telesca. The background nature sounds are from the CD, Sounds of the New England Wilderness, copyright 1992, by Peter Acker, available by email from acker@armadilloaudiogroup.com.
My name is John Telesca. I work as an Ericksonian hypnotherapist. I have a private practice in Rochester, New York. I also see patients through the Integrated Health Department at Clifton Springs Hospital in Clifton Springs, New York. For more information about my practice, go to www.unconsciousresources.com. This is intended as an aid for people who want to quit smoking and for people who have quit smoking. My intention is to speak in a manner, by word choice and tone of voice, that invites engagement of your natural abilities to accomplish being a non-smoker. Do not listen to this while driving a car or while doing any task that requires your critical attention. Some people find that sitting or lying comfortably is best, or perhaps while falling asleep. It is okay to listen while you are sleeping. If you are driving a car, please, it is important that you stop listening to this now. In what follows, I will make a lot of suggestions intended to support you being a non-smoker. These suggestions have evolved over the 8 years of my work with people like yourself, who are in the process of becoming and staying a non-smoker. You and I may not know each other at all, and neither you nor I would expect that all that occurs to me to suggest will be right for you. You are most welcome to do what you do quite naturally anyway, to pick and choose what's useful and to ignore what is not useful. You can pick a piece here, another piece here, little pieces of what I say that are right and useful to you. And of course, using what you have learned from your own personal history, you can understand my suggestions in a way that is most useful to you. When you read a book, if the book is interesting, you turn the page and keep reading. You don't have to think about whether or not you'll turn the page. If you are interested, you just turn it and keep reading. And if the book isn't holding your interest, you might skip some pages, or decide to put the book down, or decide not to read it anymore at all. And you make such decisions to turn the page and keep reading, or to put the book down and stop reading, without much conscious effort, without having to make an effort consciously deciding what interests you and what doesn't. You decide without conscious effort quite easily and clearly. You can let the part of you that knows how to decide what is useful and what is not to attend to what I say here in a way that is useful to you and ignore what is not useful, accomplishing this in a way that supports you doing what it is you are ready to do on behalf of your health, comfort, and well-being, becoming and staying a non-smoker. In the same way that your breathing comes to you, just as it is happening now, without you having to consciously manage it, you can feel the breath moving in and out of your nostrils. Perhaps you can feel the motion of your breathing in your upper body. You don't have to be any different than you are right now at this moment. You don't have to be any less comfortable than you are. You don't have to be any more comfortable than you are. There isn't anything you need to do right now. Just allowing yourself to be how you are. In the same way, your ability to hear sounds continues to function without any conscious effort on your part. You can allow the sound of my voice to come to you without any conscious effort. You can allow the part of you that understands English to understand what I am saying without any conscious effort on your part. And without conscious effort, you can make meaning of what I say in a way that best supports you stopping smoking and being a non-smoker. And you can continue to allow that breathing to come to you without any conscious effort. Right now, you can notice that without conscious effort, your back knows how to accept the support of what is behind it, and your arms know how to accept the support of what is underneath them, and your hips know how to accept the support of what is beneath them, to accept the support in a way that is just right for all of you, without any conscious effort on your part. And you can comfortably close your eyes now without any conscious effort and allow your unconscious, this time and space, to assist you in learning more about comfortably and sustainably quitting smoking and being a non-smoker. You've made conscious efforts in preparing to be a non-smoker. Now it is time to allow your unconscious mind and body this time and space to assist you in accomplishing what you want. So, without any conscious effort, you continue to hear my voice entirely adequately. Your breathing continues to come to you entirely adequately. You already know your conscious reasons and motivations for becoming a non-smoker. Your body also knows how to respond to stopping smoking in a way that is on behalf of your health and well-being and comfort. After your last cigarette, without any conscious effort on your part, your unconscious assists you. Within 20 minutes, your blood pressure becomes lower. Your pulse rate drops to normal. The body temperature of your hands and feet increases to normal. Within 8 hours, the carbon monoxide level in your blood drops to normal. The oxygen level in your blood goes back up to normal. Day by day, your circulation improves. You breathe more easily and efficiently. Walking becomes easier. You feel better and better. You feel healthy. Imagine the simple pleasure of feeling healthier, of just feeling good. Your body knows. If a young child happens to take a puff of a cigarette, that child's body reacts strongly. The mouth and throat burn. The lungs are irritated. The body tries to choke off the smoke to prevent it from staying in the lungs. The taste in the mouth is bad. The smell is irritating. The smoke burns the eyes. Your body does not like cigarettes. Your whole body responds on behalf of your health. Your whole body responds intelligently to protect you from cigarettes. And now, in a way that supports you being a non-smoker, your hands throw away cigarettes in disgust. Your hands don't even want to touch a cigarette or the packaging of cigarettes. Your mouth knows. Even the momentary taste of unlit tobacco is repulsive. Your mouth wants nothing to do with tobacco or a lit cigarette and spits it out. Your throat and lungs know. They don't like the smoke and refuse to inhale the concentrated smoke from any lit cigarette. Your eyes know. Your nose will find the smell of cigarettes unpleasant, even repulsive. Your nose is smart and wants nothing to do with cigarettes or cigarette smoke. Just like your body assists you in not having to notice the feel of your shoes on those feet all of the time, or even most of the time, or the feel of the shirt collar against your neck, your unconscious knows which sensations are important to bring to your conscious notice on behalf of your well-being. Your unconscious knows it isn't really necessary for you to notice the feel of your shoes against those feet. That's not an important signal for you to be aware of most of the time. And when a pebble gets in your shoe, your unconscious very clearly brings the sensation of the part of your foot irritated by that pebble to your conscious attention, so you can take care of yourself by removing the pebble. Your unconscious knows the difference between sensations that it needs to bring to your conscious attention and sensations that are okay for you to ignore and not even be aware of consciously. And your unconscious knows being a non-smoker is in the best interest of you as an entire, healthy human being. Your unconscious knows it is perfectly fine for you to be as comfortable as possible and not be bothered by discomforts or cravings that might be associated with stopping smoking. It is okay not to be much aware of those uncomfortable sensations should they momentarily arise. Your unconscious can assist you by blocking the craving for a cigarette that your body knows deeply it does not want and no longer needs, and is ready to assist you comfortably becoming and being a non-smoker on behalf of your health and well-being. Your mind knows this too. If it happens that you have the urge to find a cigarette or smoke, instead, you'll find yourself taking a few pleasurable deep breaths in a way that connects you to your health and how good you can feel right now in ways that your body knows are entirely healthy for you. And those pleasurable deep breaths connect you to the satisfaction of noticing that you are, in fact, becoming a non-smoker, accomplishing the health and well-being that you want for yourself. if it happens that a part of your mind thinks, I might like to have a cigarette, then you can hear the trustworthy voice of your own well-being speaking, stop. I don't need or want that anymore. I don't need to smoke anymore. I'm ready to start living for some of the other things I want for myself. If a part of your mind comes up with rationalizations why you should have a cigarette, you can hear that trustworthy voice of your own well-being speaking. But I would never take those rationalizations seriously. When you need to, you will hear this message at just the right time to help you. You are a non-smoker and will remain a non-smoker the rest of your life. If you happen to have the experience that used to tell you to smoke a cigarette, you will take deep, clear breaths and realize the only reason you have any craving at all is because you are in the act of accomplishing being a non-smoker. And you will experience the satisfaction that naturally comes when you are acting on behalf of your health and well-being. You might find yourself surprised at how fleeting any cravings for cigarettes are, and enjoy a feeling of pride and well-being because you are making choices that you know to be right for you. And you'll find it quite natural to drink more water and juices as your body washes out the residues that had accumulated from past smoking. And you'll enjoy finding it natural to exercise, supporting your body in how it knows how to cleanse itself of what you no longer need. And now, without any conscious effort, continue to allow your breathing to come to you in a way that supports what you are in the process of accomplishing, learning how satisfying and good it feels to be a non-smoker. When you are excited about going on a vacation, without really even trying, conversations about vacations happen with friends. A parent with a child going to school, without really trying, finds themselves in conversation with other parents who have children going to school. So you don't know yet how you will, without really even trying, attract interactions which will support you being a non-smoker. You don't know how you will attract circumstances and experiences that support you being a non-smoker and learning more and more about how to stay a non-smoker. As a youngster, if you had a favorite toy, a teddy bear or something you loved to play with, that favorite object had great meaning to you. You knew it well. You had a relationship with that favorite toy. As you grew older and changed, your relationship to that favorite toy changes. The meaning of that toy changes. It becomes less important. You may even have forgotten about it completely until being reminded of it just now. And now it is a memory. You have different important relationships that have meaning to who you are now. And smoking has had meaning in your past, to your fingers, to your mouth, perhaps in social settings. And now that is changing. And the meaning of non-smoking is becoming more interesting and more compelling to you, much more connected to who who you are in the process of becoming. And it is every bit as enjoyable as a child discovering a new wonderful toy or discovering an intriguing puzzle. As a child, you learned more about the sound of your own voice, how to make sounds, how to form words. A quite naturally engaging process. You don't know what being a non-smoker will mean to you one day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year from now. You don't yet know the meaning it will have for you, or how the satisfaction of being a non-smoker will be a part of who you are becoming as you live your life. Now, imagining, looking back from some time in the future, so pleased with what you have done. Perhaps 1 week, 1 month, or 2, or 3, or 5 years from now, in some moment in the future, it reminds you of when you decided to become a non-smoker, and of the time you stopped smoking and began being a non-smoker. You can enjoy the simple pleasure and the satisfaction of having accomplished what you wanted for yourself on behalf of your well-being. You can enjoy the pleasure and good feelings that arise from continuing to build on your choices and accomplishments on behalf of your well-being. You can be ready in any moment to bow before what becomes important. Take your time. Sometimes very little makes a great difference. Now, because what you can do can be your own, you can continue to fall asleep if that is what you are doing, or when your unconscious has done enough for now that makes a difference that matters, you can find yourself gradually coming to a relaxed waking state, bringing with you a conscious sense of competence, rooted in your unconscious competence to accomplish what you want for yourself on behalf of your health, comfort, and well-being.